Dixie with the lead. Dixie with the basketball. 9 seconds left on the clock. And Dixie almost with the victory. Trying to close the lid on this one if they can. Inbounds, alley-oop goes to Darryl White, deflected. Ricks College gets the steal. Doug Hart, long three-point attempt, no good. Rebound taken by DeGrange, who puts it up and in. And that ends the ball game as DeGrange brings it back to a nine-point margin. Final score, Dixie 86, Ricks College 77. Take a deep breath, count this one as a victory, and Dixie will go to the championship game of Region 18. We'll take this break and be back with the scoring totals and talk with Ken Wagner back after this.
Steve Ogden's Carpet Outlet.
I thought they came out and played a very good game, but I was really happy the way our guys came back when they needed to and really did a job. Ricks forced the tempo. It was their tempo all night. It was. They play a half court. Pardon. They play a half-court game offensively, and they take their time and really pound it inside or go inside out and try and get a shot, and they did a good job of that. Trent Shipp and Greg Housekeeper had good scoring nights, but Trent Shipp did not get the scores in the first half until, except in an early stretch. You shut him down in the first half. Greg Housekeeper in the stretch in the second half, when you took control, you kept the ball away from him.
Well, I thought we did an excellent job defensively at times, and there were times offensively when we sputtered a little bit. We spread it out, wanted to take some time off the clock and then attack the basket, and we weren't attacking like we needed to. But I thought we played very well as a team. Roger had another big night. Craig and Rob did a great job defensively, and Pete, you know, they're all the same. Dave got in foul trouble and didn't get to play as much. Steve Andrus played well on the boards. But I thought maybe the whole key in the second half was that stretch where Darryl White just totally dominated the boards for a period of 3 minutes.
We talked about that before the game. Rebounding and defense again. Rebounding is a key against Rick.
It is. They're so big. If we can out-rebound them, then we're in pretty good shape.
Darryl White, a pressure ball player suddenly for Dixon.
Oh, he is. He came in and I think had the jitters early on. Didn't shoot very well, but he has to have a big night tomorrow night if we're going to do well.
Foul situation. First half heavily in favor of Ricks College. Dixie called with a lot of fouls. Second half evened out a little bit. In fact, if anything, went against Ricks.
Well, I thought in the first half there were a few ticky fouls there. Two times I didn't even see any contact, and I thought it was very ticky-tacky, and we talked about halftime that we better completely get our hands off, not go for any blocks, and just try and cut the seams off. But they played, you know, they played a real good game. And in the first half, they were in a zone part of the time, and you usually don't foul as much.
For Dixie, let's talk about some heroes. Roger McDonald.
I thought Roger shot the ball every time we needed it. He hit, you know, did an excellent job. And Pete kept us in it early on, hit some critical shots, and Clint didn't have a real good night, but he did hit some baskets when we needed him.
Pete Johnson must like the color yellow. He plays very well up here.
He really does. And I don't know how many points he had, but he did an excellent job.
I had him for 20 on the night.
Oh, great. I hope he does the same thing tomorrow night.
Your guard stepped up and got some key baskets. Rob Ross, Craig Hopkins got some key ones.
They did. They're great little guards, and I think they really wore Shippen down. I don't know how many points did he end up with.
Shippen ended up with 19, got some late in the game, but really didn't hurt you much in the second half.
Well, I thought, you know, we gave him a couple of open ones, but for the most part, he had to earn what he got, and I think he hit a couple of three-point plays in the first half and two and ones that got him those.
30 victories on the year. That is a major milestone.
Well, we're excited about it, but none of them count as much as tomorrow night.
College of Southern Idaho dominating against North Idaho. Were you surprised about that?
I was surprised they played that well. They have a great team, and we have our job cut out for us tomorrow night.
A little bit of the same situation. A lot of ticky fouls in the first half cost North Idaho.
I didn't see the first half. I walked in and was a little surprised to see that spread. 61 to 30 or whatever it was at halftime, and they're a very good team, and we're going to have to be smart and play well.
half-court game sometimes is not that pretty. Is this a winning ugly night for Dixie?
Oh, I don't know. I thought we did some real good things. We're just happy to win. It's always tough the first night of a tournament, and we lost last year, so at least we're past the first day, and we're looking forward to tomorrow night.
History says Dixie plays better the second night out.
I hope so.
A lot of Dixie fans are hoping so, too. The consolation game, Ricks versus North Idaho. You were involved in that last year. Some fans, me included, like consolation games. Coaches dread them, though.
Oh, I hate consolation games. I couldn't think of anything worse than having to play tomorrow night. In fact, if it had been a little closer, I may have reminded the ones that were here last year how horrible it was to get ready to play the next night at 7 o'clock. We're happy we're playing at 9.
Let's talk about the intensity of the team mentally coming into this game. Were you pleased with that?
I was. I didn't think we carried out our game plan like we wanted to when we got all those early fouls, because the way we'd talked, we thought we'd had them convinced not to get dumb fouls, and we picked up a lot of quick dumb ones that we shouldn't have been getting.
Tomorrow night, College of Southern Idaho, you own victories against each other. This is the rubber match?
I guess so, and it's up at their home court, but we're excited to play them here, and it'll be even more fun to beat them on their own home court.
You're confident?
Well, I don't know if, you know, I feel very confident the way our team's playing, and I really feel if we execute the way we can, the game plan we've set up, and we've really been preparing for this game for 2 weeks since we played them last time, and never mentioned it to the players, but our practices and the things we've been doing have been geared to this game, and we feel we'll give it our best shot. And I think we've had a great year, but that's been one of our goals, and so we're looking forward to the game.
Now that's interesting. You say you've been preparing for CSI and not letting the players know. Just subtle things that you've been trying to do in practice?
Well, the things that we feel we have to do in order to beat them, and obviously they'll help us against other teams too, but we're doing specific things offensively and defensively that we think can hurt them.
Offensively, things have been coming together in the last little bit and getting more of a flow with the offense. Struggled at times tonight, but that must be part of your plan.
Well, it is. I think we have to have good movement, meet the ball, and be aggressive. I think, kind of interesting, we'll have to be very patient offensively, yet very aggressive. And that's a hard combination, but I really feel our players can do that. And if we do that, I think we'll have a good chance of beating them.
Can you run on CSI?
Oh, definitely. We have to run with our team. That's where we score in spurts, too. But we have to be smart and run at the right time.
Rebounding, once again, is going to be a key.
It is. I feel the game was won last time on rebounding and turnovers, so we need to be ready.
Coach Ken Wagner, congratulations on the victory tonight. Take that one home, mark it up as number 30, and got to be pleased with that one.
Oh, I'm happy for our team. They've worked hard, and they deserve it, and hopefully we'll do a good job tomorrow night.
Coach Ken Wagner, head coach of Dixie College, victorious tonight. It's to the championship of Region 18. Congratulations, Coach.
Well, thank you, Larry.
Final score, once again, Dixie coming up with a victory, 86-77 over Ricks College. A reminder that the Lady Rebels lost tonight to Utah Tech, 95-67, so the Region 18 women will be North Idaho versus Utah Tech for the championship down there. Here tomorrow night, 7 o'clock, Ricks College versus North Idaho in the consolation matchup. And those teams, I guess you could say those teams that were expected to win, won tonight. A lot of talk up here that Ricks might be able to pull the upset against Dixie after their fine effort in St. George. A lot of talk that North Idaho, playing as well as they have all year, could pull the upset against CSI because they have played well in this gym in previous years. But neither of the upsets really, really were that close tonight to taking place, as North Idaho had some struggles early and CSI just blew them off the floor. Dixie College came close to blowing Ricks off the floor early, but the Vikings got back in it. Then Dixie just took command in the second half and rode home on a winner and came across with their 30th victory of the night.
Larry Jewell, thanking you for being with us tonight in this doubleheader of basketball action. BYU losing to New Mexico in the first game, 93-86. And here Dixie defeating Ricks College. Join us tomorrow night, either at a quarter to a nine or as close thereafter as we can get on the air. We will be on with the Dixie College versus College of Southern Idaho championship game in Region 18. Final scores again here in the first game. CSI defeats North Idaho 106-86. In game number two tonight, Dixie College 86, Ricks College 77. Till we hear from each other again, take care now, you hear?
And you've been listening to Dixie College Basketball this evening, brought to you by Zions Bank, Newby Holt, Lunt Motor Company, and Ogden's Carpet Outlet in St. George. This is KDXU St. George.
Southern Idaho, Joey Johnson with the tap, but Roger McDonald couldn't come up with it. Craig Hopkins knows to nose with Keith Jackson. Into the corner it goes to Gomez against Baldmo. Gets in front of Baldmo. Dumps it off underneath. Rebound on the floor. No shot, no foul call. Foul now called on Craig Hopkins. And Hopkins with his first personal foul. Common foul out of bounds to CSI. Side court. In forecourt. Blaine Sylvester. We expect a lot of fouls because when Blaine Sylvester works, there's usually very tight ball game. Inbounds. Gomez to Keith Jackson. Jackson against Craig Hopkins. Dixie trying to get the trip to Hutchinson, Kansas. Same thing for CSI. They were there last year, the Region 18 representative. Long jump shot. Drevnik up short. Rebound taken by Darryl White. Knocked away by Newman. Picked up by Darryl White again. White leaves it for Clint Rossum. Rossum to Craig Hopkins. The most impressive half of basketball in this tournament was put on by CSI in the first half last night. White turnaround right hander good from 5 feet out to the right side. And Darryl White makes it 2-0 Dixie. Just underway. Not quite a minute gone in the game. Dixie with a 2-0 lead. Joey Johnson right side. It goes to Gomez. Nose to nose with him is Dave Baldmo. Gomez push off foul. As he tried to get away from Baldmo, first personal on Gomez, first team foul on CSI. Fred Trinkle up, hollering at Drevnik. Out of bounds, Roger McDonald to inbounds for Dixie. Vocal but not large contingent from Dixie at the pack house otherwise. Fred Rossum against Joey Johnson. Into the corner, it goes to Roger McDonald. McDonald against Newman. Looks for the move against Newman. Ball knocked away. McDonald gets it back. Looks for help. Gets it to fall.
Lunt Motor Company.
14:58 left in the first half. Pete Johnson is in. Joey Johnson banks it high off the backboard. Poor shot. Rebound taken down by Newman. Newman goes up. There's a foul on Rossum. The basket goes in. Rossum got the foul. Newman went up. Amazing that the shot ever got off, and it hung on the rim and fell. So it's 12-11. CSI takes the lead again. That's the third team foul on Dixie. First personal on Clint Rossum. Both teams are fired up on this one. And at the free throw line, Eric Newman. Newman has done very well against Dixie. Had 31 points in St. George, 18 in Twin Falls. Eric Newman, Daly City, California native. Trying to complete the three-point play. It's up. It is no good. Rebound brought down by Clint Rossum. A little tension on both teams. 12-11, CSI with the lead. Rob Ross at the angle against Eric Newman. Looking for the cutter. Can't find anybody. To the low post, it goes to Baldmo. Baldmo makes the move. Head fakes against Gomez. Lays it up and in. And Dave Baldmo, who wheels and deals underneath, took it right to Gomez. 13-12. Dixie may exploit Gomez's lack of defense. Drevnik into forecourt. Junior Brazilian Olympic teammate of Gomez. Three-point attempt, Joey Johnson up. No good. Rebound brought down by Newman. Newman puts it back up and in. Eric Newman got the position, got the basket. It's 14-13, CSI. Ross into forecourt. Reach-in foul will go to Keith Jackson. That's the 13th foul on CSI. Dixie has three, CSI has three. That's a common foul out of bounds to St. George. To Dixie. Into the lineup, Keith Reynolds. Reynolds comes in replacing Joey Johnson. Pete Johnson to inbound for Dixie. Peter Johnson inbounds underneath to Clint Rossum, who lays it up and in. And Dixie takes the lead again, 15-14. Rossum, with a total of 7 points, has moved past Nolan Archibald into fourth place on the all-time Dixie scoring list. Gomez forced inside by Johnson. Ball almost stolen by Johnson. Gomez gets it back. Back to Keith Jackson. Jackson back to Gomez. Will take the three-point attempt. It's no good. Foul will go to Pete Johnson. And shooting two will be Mauro Gomez. Into the lineup comes Steve Andrus. Andrus in replacing Dave Baldmo to try to put a little more rebounding strength up front. That's a strong rebounding team that's in there now. Andrus, McDonald, Rossum, and Johnson, along with Rob Ross. Ross is 6 feet, gets a lot of rebounds from that point guard position. Gomez, at the free throw line, has a three-pointer to his credit tonight. 15-14. Gomez, with two, could give CSI the lead, has the first. Ties the ball game at 15. 13:46 left in the first half. This is what everyone expected. A tough one. Gomez for CSI. Second shot up and good. And Gomez, 2 for 2 from the free throw line, a total of 5 points on the night. Ross hollering out signals. Dixie to move into forecourt. Jackson will pick up Ross at bench court. Not much in the way of pressure defense applied by CSI until you get across midcourt. McDonald shot up under pressure. Good. McDonald from 15 has his first basket of the night. Had 25 points last night. 17-16. Dixie takes the lead again, and Joey Johnson about to come into the lineup. Keith Jackson against Ross. Right side it goes to Drevnik. Back out in front it goes to Jackson. Makes the move on Ross. Head fake. Puts the shot up. Will it go? No. The foul is on Ross. Dixie right in the face of CSI, and right now the fouls are going a little against Dixie. That's the 15 foul on Dixie. Reynolds out, Joey Johnson back in, and Jackson to shoot a couple. That's the first personal on Rob Ross. Dixie, normally nose-to-nose on defense, may have to back off just a little bit if they call it that tight. 17-16, Jackson at the free throw line has 5 points on the night. Jackson had a chance to win the ball game in regulation play in St. George. First shot is up and good. CSI, who missed some key free throws coming down the wire in St. George, now 3 for 4 from the free throw line. 17-17 tie. CSI, second shot up and good. Jackson gives CSI the lead. Inbounds, Steve Andrus gets it to Roger McDonald. Double team in backcourt. McDonald finally gets it to Clint Rossum. Rossum into forecourt, Pete Johnson. Johnson works on Drevnik, goes to the basket, lays it up and in. And Pete Johnson, who has had two of his finest games against CSI, gives Dixie the lead, 19-18. Gomez and Jackson. Dixie not putting on the full court pressure now. They'll pick up CSI at midcourt. Jackson at the angle to Joey Johnson. Johnson against Rossum. Bounce pass in deep to Newman. Newman head fake. The pass knocked out of bounds. Rossum thought he had deflected it off of Newman's hands, but dumped it off of Rossum out of bounds to CSI. 19-18. Dixie with a one-point lead. CSI to inbounds. Keith Jackson looks for help. Jackson underneath. It goes to Gomez at the baseline. Ball almost stolen. Turns it out at the angles to Drevnik, to Gomez, in deep to Newman. Whirls, hook shot up short. Rebound taken by Rob Ross. Lead pass comes to Pete Johnson against Gomez. Lays it up and in. And Pete Johnson gives Dixie a three-point lead, 21-18. Dixie is led by as much as 6, 8-2. CSI came back to take the lead. Darryl White about ready to come in. At the angle, it goes to Joey Johnson against Rossum. Johnson, cross court, it goes to Jackson. Head fake, can't get the shot away to Johnson. In the lane, free throw line, jump shot short. Rebound, Steve Andrus. Loses the ball, picked up by Roger McDonald. McDonald to Rob Ross. And Dixie doing yeoman's work on the board. Quinn Rossum, head fake, down the lane, leaves it for Andrus. Juggles the ball and travels. Andrus had the layup there. Juggled the ball and travels. Turnover by Dixie. CSI fans were calling for the travel on Rossum. So may have been poetic justice if they missed the one. Darryl White back in and Roger McDonald to take a breather. 21-18. Dixie with the three-point lead. Jackson into forecourt against Ross. At the right angle, it goes to Joey Johnson. This expected to be a tight one tonight. Gomez, three-pointer out of the corner. Good! Mauro Gomez ties the ball game at 21. And the young man who won, Coach, says he expects to be a pro eventually because of his shooting range. Has 2 3-pointers on the night. Ross looks for help. Ross, right to the baseline. Trying to clear it to someone. Gets it to Darryl White. White out in front. It goes to Pete Johnson. Johnson makes the move on Joey Johnson. Can't get away to Clint Rossum. Rossum against Gomez. In the lane. Ball knocked away by Gomez. Picked up by CSI. Drebnik pass. Goes to Jackson, back to Newman. Newman underneath, misses the shot, followed by Gomez. There's a foul, and they call it on whom? On Darryl White, it looks like. Tough call. Ken Wagner wondering where the foul was, and it was tough. No, they call it on Pete Johnson. That's number two on Pete Johnson. And Gene Welch getting an earful from Ken Wagner. Welch was trailing on the play and really out of position to make a call that looked like no contact until after the rebound. But they call the foul on Johnson. That's the 16th foul, and they say it was a shooting violation. Newman to shoot free throws. 11-19 left in the first half, 21-21 tie. CSI looking for their largest lead of the night. Newman, shot up and good. Newman, now 1 for 2 from the free throw line. The only missed free throw on either side tonight is by Newman. 22-21. Newman, 5 points. Second shot up and good. And Eric Newman, the leading scorer for CSI, gives the Golden Eagles a 2-point lead, 23-21. Rob Ross into forecourt against Jackson. Ross looks for help. Goes to the high post. Leaves it for Pete Johnson. Johnson to work on Joey Johnson. Can't get the shot away. Trying to get it underneath. The foul will go to Joey Johnson. Reach in foul. And it's out of bounds to Dixie in forecourt. Joey reaching around. Picks up his fourth. The fourth team foul, first personal on Joey. 16 fouls on Dixie, so CSI will shoot free throws the rest of the half. Pete Johnson to inbound for Dixie. 11:05 left in the first half, 23-21. A relatively high-scoring affair for such good defense. Inbound comes to Darryl White. Wants to make a move on Gomez. Dishes off to Peter Johnson. Johnson to the... Fred Rossum out away from the action, shoots over Newman, shot up, soft, not enough. Rebound taken by Joey Johnson. Ed Collers and everyone else, but Darryl White was almost up there with him. To Gomez, 3-point attempt, Gomez, good. Oh, Gomez, right side, gives CSI a 26-21 lead. 10:38 left in a half, and CSI with their largest lead of the night. Rob Ross trying to stir up the offense. Into forecourt against Keith Jackson. It's a half-court game right now. Ross to the baseline. Cut off. Looks for help. Trying to find Andrus. Underneath, Andrus leans in against Gomez and gets the layup. Andrus leaning all over Gomez, but Gomez had no position. Drinkle, I think, wanted the foul on Andrus. Andrus trying to draw the foul from Gomez. Gomez didn't really keep his feet steady. Drevnik leaves it for Gomez. 3-point attempt. No. Gets it to Jackson. 3-point attempt. Good! CSI, another three-pointer, make it 29-23, 6-point lead by CSI. Widest margin of the night. Backdoor pass to Peter Johnson, deflected by Eric Newman, out of bounds. And Prinkle beside himself. Out of bounds to Dixie under their own basket. Prinkle trying the Blues to blame Sylvester and not getting anywhere. 29-23, Andrus out, Johnson out, back in. Dave Faldmore back in. Roger McDonald. Dixie to inbounds under their own basket. 29-23. Dixie trailing by 6. The College of Southern Idaho. The region championship on the line and a trip to Hutchinson, Kansas. Gene Welch hands it to Dave Faldmore. Looks for help. Faldmore to inbounds. Does so to Roger McDonald. In the lane. Leans in. 5-footer. Goes in. Roger McDonald gets the 2 points. Make it 29-25. It goes. Johnson, goaltended that one. Craig Hopkins in and Rob Ross out. Back to a 4-point margin, 9:49. Left in the first half of play. Tight ball game, and we almost expect this one to be this way the rest of the night. Joey Johnson in 3-point range. CSI getting their lead really with 3-pointers. Gomez looks for help. We had a ton of 3-pointers in the first ball game, but it was kind of loose and everyone happy-go-lucky. Gomez head fake, takes the jump shot, 2-point attempt, good. Gomez going wild right now on Dixie, has 13 first half points, and it's 32-25, 7-point lead. Pass to the baseline to McDonald against Drevnik. McDonald makes the move. Leans in, puts the shot up. No good. There's a foul on whom? Newman or Johnson? McDonald. It will go to Joey Johnson. That's number two on Joey. And McDonald has shoot a couple. 9:16 left in the first half. 31-25. They put up 3 points there for Gomez, and it should have been two. It's 31-25. CSI out in front. A six-point lead once again. The scorekeeper got a little anxious. Reynolds about ready to come in for Johnson. McDonald shot up short. McDonald now 2-for-3 from the free throw line. McDonald helped win the ball game in St. George with Sterling free throw shooting. One miss on each side from the free throw line. 31-25. Dixie trails by six to CSI. 9:16 left in the ball game, and it's obviously a heavily favorable CSI crowd, as you would expect to be. Caught up McDonald good, and McDonald has 7 points on the night. 31-25, 26, five-point lead. Hopkins to go nose-to-nose with Jackson. Jackson into forecourt. Bounce pass to the left side to Keith Reynolds, in replacing Johnson. Left side, again, it comes back to Gomez. At the baseline, dishes underneath to Newman. Travel on Gomez. Take away the basket by Newman. It's out of bounds to Dixie in backcourt. Turnover by CSI. Gomez, who's still used to international rules, has a tendency to shuffle the feet, but doesn't always get called for it. McDonald inbounds to Craig Hopkins. 9 minutes left in the first half. Hopkins looking for help across the 10-second line against Jackson. Makes the move one-on-one. Can put her up. No good. Long rebound. Quint Rossum taken away by Reynolds. Reynolds had position. Rossum couldn't really get a good handle on it without committing the foul. 31-26. So Hopkins misses the jump shot. It's back to CSI. Half-court game, and that's what Dixie wanted CSI to play. At the high post, it goes to Drevnik. Turnaround right-hander. Short. Rebound, Quint Rossum. Sky high for the rebound. Rossum into forecourt, has his left thigh taped. Rossum, left angle. Darryl White, 17-footer, no good. Rebound on the floor, saved by Reynolds. Which way does it go? Reynolds stepped out of bounds. No, they say out of bounds to CSI. Then he threw it off of Dixie, out of bounds. Dave Faldmo wants to talk to the official. Faldmo makes his appeal to Gene Welch, and it's out of bounds to CSI. In backcourt, Steve Jackson. With the basketball, 8:19 left in the first half, 31-26. Jackson into forecourt, goes to Gomez against Faldmo. Gomez looks for help, ball knocked away by Faldmo. Gomez gets it back. Gomez can't get the shot away. Gets it to Jackson, three-point attempt, is it up? Yes, it is. Is it good? No, rebound on the floor, taken by White. Outlet pass comes to Dave Faldmo. Faldmo pulls up, 12-footer, banks too hard. Rebound, Craig Hopkins for two. Hopkins, the little guy underneath, gets the two-pointer. Back to within three, 31-28, CSI has the lead. 7:48 left in the first half of play, and Dixie staying right with the Golden Eagles. Jackson trying to clear things out. Into the right corner, it goes to Drevnik. Drevnik looks for help. Back door, reverses, forces the jump shot. No good. Gets his own rebound, puts it up. No good. Rebound. Newman, ball knocked away by McDonald. They call a foul on Rossum from behind. Rossum on the reach in, and one and one coming up for Newman, or did they say a two-shot foul? That's number two foul on Quint Rossum. Drevnik to come out, and into the lineup for the first time is Bill Wersky. Wersky, a transfer from Creighton University in Omaha. Ross in, replacing Quint Rossum. So it'll be the two little guards in there. And at the free throw line, Jackson. Newman came over, borrowed one of the Dixie towels to wipe his forehead. Newman, as you talk with the Dixie players, considered one of the most gentlemanly opponents that Dixie has. Just a hard-working young man, being heavily recruited by three or four schools. Newman, first shot up and good. Newman now three straight free throws, makes it 32-28, back to a four-point lead for CSI. 7:32 left in the game. Pete Johnson about ready to come back in again. Shot up by Newman, up and good. And Newman, four straight, 4-for-5 on the night. Johnson in, who goes out? Darryl White to sit down, and so it'll be a little smaller lineup for Dixie. With Bill Wersky in there and Drevnik out, Dixie feels like they can go with a little smaller, quicker lineup. Quickness for quickness, Dixie may be a little quicker. The double team, Ross gets it to Hopkins, lays it up, blocked and fouled by Reynolds. Reynolds with a personal foul. Dixie efficiency on the two-man trap. Ross went right between the two guards, got the bounce pass to Hopkins. Reynolds got the foul, and Hopkins will shoot a couple. The CSI fans thought it was a clean block. Hopkins to the free throw line. Reynolds, the top high school athlete in the state of Oregon last year, can get up in the air. Not quite as well as Joey Johnson, but who can? Hopkins to shoot a couple. 63 for 4 from the free throw line. Hopkins shot up, no good. Dixie has to hit the free throw. 33-28, 5-point lead by CSI with 7:23 left in the first half of play. Craig Hopkins. Second shot up and no good. Rebound brought down. Battle for Wersky and McDonald. They call the foul on McDonald. Unbelievable. McDonald has his first and Wersky will shoot free throws, or do they call him stepping out of bounds? Is it a foul or is it stepping out of bounds? They say the foul on McDonald is 1-1. Dixie will shoot 1-1 the rest of the night, but it's 7:21 left, and right now it's a 5-point lead, and Craig Hopkins, talking to Blaine Sylvester, got a smile out of him for something, he said. CSI to the free throw line, Wersky. Bill Wersky, 6'7" sophomore, being recruited by Texas Tech in the Southwest Conference. Shot up by Wersky. Good. CSI now 9-for-10 from the free throw line and has a 6-point lead, 34-28. Dixie does not want to let this one get away from them as they did the first day in the last time they were here. Second shot, no good. Rebound taken by McDonald. McDonald to Rob Ross. Ross into forecourt. Will take the 3-point attempt. Is it good? No. Rebound brought down by Newman. Fast break CSI. Newman quickly up court. It goes to Keith Jackson. Jackson cut off by Hopkins. It's the Trader Gomez. 3-point attempt. Good. Gomez 4-for-5 from the 3-point area. Suddenly, it's 37-28. A 9-point lead, and Gomez, unbelievable, has 4 3-pointers and a 2-pointer. Ross against Gomez leaves it for Craig Hopkins, and Dixie trying to hang on right now. Hopkins through the basket, banks it, no good. Rebound, McDonald puts it up, and in, foul on Wersky. So McDonald will shoot free throws. Wersky has his first personal. McDonald cuts the margin to 7. Joey Johnson, Fred Frankel, and Steve Irons all up consulting along the bench area. Wersky has his first. It's a 1-on-1 situation the rest of the night, but this is not a 1-on-1 situation. Andrus into the lineup. Andrus in, and who goes out? Dave Falzon. Pete Johnson will be on the left side. Craig Hopkins on the right side, and Andrus will drop back as a center fielder almost. 37-30. McDonald trying to complete the 3-point play. Does so, and McDonald 4-for-5 on the night. That's a total of 10 points. 37-31. Dixie back within 6 again. They got the 3 points back the hard way. Jackson pass on the wing to the baseline. It goes to Newman. Newman in the lane to Wersky. Muscle shot. Good. Foul will go to Andrus. Wersky down the lane. Got the basket. Andrus gets the foul. And CSI just trying to inch away from Dixie now. 6:28 left. Make it 39-31. And Ken Wagner shaking his head. Johan Reynalda, the 7-footer from North Idaho, behind the Dixie bench, shaking his head. And Ken Wagner wondering about the offensive foul on Wersky. It was not there. 39-31. CSI tried to take that 9-point lead again. 6:28 left in the first half. Wersky, 1-for-2, shot up, no good. Rebound, Steve Andrus. The Wersky misses. Craig Hopkins looks for help into forecourt. Wants to get it to Pete Johnson if they can, to Rob Ross. Ross to Johnson. Johnson against Reynolds. Reynolds a little quicker than Joey Johnson. To Craig Hopkins. Hopkins against Reynolds. Back to Pete Johnson. Wants to go against Jackson. They call the travel on Johnson. Unbelievable. Apparently, Johnson shuffled the pivot foot before he went. And they call the travel. Johnson not arguing. Turnover by Dixie. And that's something Dixie cannot afford to do. Johnson was around Keith Jackson, but apparently the travel was what helped get him around Jackson. Jackson at the angle. It goes to Gomez. Gomez to Keith Reynolds. Reynolds looks for help against Ogden. At the left angle, it goes to Jackson. Jackson against Ross. Jackson dribbles it into backcourt. As soon as he picks it up, it's a backcourt violation. Dixie has the ball. Dixie at midcourt. Ross bothering Jackson. And Rob Ross to inbound at midcourt. 39-31. Dixie trails by eight. 5:53 left in the half. Dixie does not want to let this one get out of hand. If they can keep it close, the Rebels feel like they have a shot. Will they go into the four corners? Yes, they'll open it up. Ross across the 10-second line. Ross, maybe to go one-on-one with Gomez. Reynolds will fall back. Ross to make the move, dishes into the corner to Peter Johnson. Johnson against Reynolds. Pulls up, 15-footer short. Rebound, long rebound taken by Gomez. They call a foul on Hopkins. Ticky-tack as Hopkins gets his third. Timeout called by Dixie with 5:32 left in the half. 39-31. CSI out in front back after this.
Old basketball on 890 KDXU St. George.
Now that we're getting married, Howie, you'll have to change banks.
Why me? Why not you?
Because your bank doesn't have gold accounts.
But my bank is so close.
Zions Bank has lots of branches and gold account offers 17 banking services all at no cost or low cost depending on our balance. It's the best deal in banking today.
But at my bank, the teller is so nice.
A safe deposit box, traveler's checks and money orders at no extra charge. A check guarantee, Howie.
My teller calls me Howard.
Gold account. 17 banking services from Zions Bank. Member FDIC.
Okay, so we'll get a joint account at Zions Bank.
Thanks. Howard.
5:32 left in the first half, and Mauro Gomez, unbelievably hot, has 16 points in the first half. And will be at the free throw line to shoot 1-1. Halftime score in the Big Sky Championship at the half. It looks like Idaho State, if they can keep it going, will end up in the NCAA. Idaho State 45, Nevada Reno 30 at the end of the first half. 5:32 left in this first half. Dixie troubled by the foul calling right now. As CSI has just Johnson with two, but Craig Hopkins has picked up his third personal. So foul trouble for Dixie. Big foul trouble. Hopkins fouled out of the ball game in Twin Falls before. Clint Rossum back into the lineup. Last night, Dixie had a lot of foul trouble. Went into that four-corner spread, trying to score off of that. Dixie last night lost the momentum with that, but right now they're trailing. Gomez, they shoot 1-1. First shot, up and good. Gomez has not missed much tonight. And the Brazilian junior Olympian now has 17 points in the first half. Eric Newman had the big first half in St. George, make it 40-31, a 9-point lead, and it remains a 9-point lead. Andrus with the rebound as Gomez misses the second. 40-31, CSI out in front. CSI may challenge that four-corners offense. Ross to go one-on-one against Jackson. No, leave it for Peter Johnson. Johnson against Reynolds. Reynolds a little quicker. May cut off Peter Johnson. Joey couldn't. Clint Rossum against Gomez. Rossum leaves it for Andrus. Looks for help. Gets it to Peter Johnson. Johnson to make the move on Reynolds. Reynolds to Clint Rossum. Rossum against Gomez. Whirls to the basket. Puts it up and in. Gomez up over Rossum up over Drevnik. Cuts the margin to 7. 40-33. And Rossum has 9 points for himself tonight. 40-33, CSI with the lead. Jackson against Ross, looks for help. Bounce pass to the high post to Newman, hasn't received the ball much. Reynolds, turnaround jump shot, banks it in over Rossum. As Reynolds got the pass from Newman. Assist to Newman, 42-33, 9-point lead once again. 4:39 left in the half, and Digby playing a little cat and mouse with CSI. As far as the half court goes, CSI trying to pinch off the guards. Rossum against Gomez, shoots over Gomez, shot no good. Rebound brought down by Reynolds, and the rebounding belonging to CSI. Jackson, fast break into forecourt. Once they hit the traitor, lob underneath, goes to Newman, knocked away, picked up by Drevnik, leans in, offensive foul, Drevnik. Drevnik picks up the offensive foul, out of bounds to Dixie. Andrus a little acting on that part, too. 42-33, so Dixie will not fall behind by double figures. Andrus out, Faldmo back in. Offensive foul, it's out of bounds to Dixie in backcourt with 4:17 left in half. 42-33. Dixie playing a similar game to what they did against Rick's College last night. Dixie wants the trip to Hutchinson. The number two versus the number four ranked team in the country. You figure CSI has to be favored. They've beaten Dixie by a larger margin than Dixie beat CSI. Baldwin out near midcourt. It goes to Rob Ross. At the left angle, it goes to Rossum. Rossum back to Ross. Rossum wants to work on Gomez. Rossum makes the move, double teamed. At the angle, it goes to McDonald. Out in front, it goes to Rossum again, to Rob Ross. Dixie, lead, trails by nine. Ross, right side, it goes to Baldwin. Baldwin makes the move. Shovel pass. No, there's a reach-in foul. Will it go to Reynolds? Either Reynolds or Grebnik. The question is, who gets it? It's on Drevnik, I believe. Oh, correction, it's on Eric Newman, and Newman has his second personal foul to the free throw line, Dave Faldo. Faldo, not a great free throw shooter, but has been getting better. Gerald Collins ready to come into the lineup for the first time for CSI, and the sophomore from Chicago giving whom a rest. Eric Newman takes the breather. It'll be the two Brazilians, Oregonian, and two Chicagoans for CSI. Dave Faldo at the free throw line, shooting one and one. First shot is no good. Or is it a two-shot foul? They say it was a two-shot foul that Faldo was going to the basket. And the official's a little confused on it now. Fred Prinkle thought it was a one and one. The official said no, it was on the shot. And Dixie may be getting a break. Baldwin at the free throw line. Will they reshoot it? At the free throw line, Baldwin. One shot left. And they say it was a two-shot foul. CSI fans concerned about that one. Lane Sylvester hands the ball to Dave Baldwin. Dixie with a standing boo from the fans. Baldwin under pressure. Shot is up. Shot is no good. Rebound. Shot taken by Darryl White. White with the basketball. Gets it to McDonald. To Faldo. Jump shot. Faldo up. No good. Rebound. Torn away. Taken away by Collins. Foul on Darryl White. And CSI trying to break the game open. They cannot yet. 3:35 left in the half. Dixie not getting free throws to fall. Not getting shots to fall. Dixie now 4 for 10. Correction, 4 for 9 from the free throw line. And you're not going to win ball games with that sort of free throw shooting. 42-33, CSI to the free throw line, and Collins will shoot one and one. 3:35 left in the first half. White to sit down. Back into the lineup, Peter Johnson. Darryl White with his first personal foul. Collins to shoot one and one. Needs the first to get the second. CSI looking for their first double-figure lead of the night. They lead by 9. First shot is up, and no good. Rebound brought down by McDonald. Dixie with the basketball. Rob Ross. Ross into forecourt, being chased by Gomez. Dixie needs to penetrate that CSI defense. Rossum to Roger McDonald. McDonald looks for help to Clint Rossum. To Rob Ross, out of the corner, three-point attempt. Good, Rob Ross. And Rob Ross, who has ignited Dixie a lot of times this year with three-pointers, brings it back to within 6, 42-36. So Dixie, on the verge of having a double-figure deficit, brings it back to within 6. Jackson against Ross, right to the baseline, can't get the shot away. Puts it out in front to Gomez. Right in his face is Baldwin. Gomez makes the move, can't get the shot away. Back to Jackson, three-point territory. To the baseline to Reynolds. Back out in front to Keith Jackson. Jackson. Leaves it for Gomez. Gomez has the hot hand. Gomez pulls up from three and hits it. Gomez, 5 for 6 from the three-point area, gets the 3 points back. 9-point lead again. Rossum makes the move on Drevnik. Pulls up, jump shot, pass goes to Ross. Back to Johnson in the lane over Collins. Ross, it will go. It hung on the rim and finally went down. Pete Johnson with his third basket of the night brings it back within 7, 45-38. And Mauro Gomez, unbelievable from the three-point area. 6 field goals, 5 of them three-pointers. Kenny Goodlow did that tonight for North Idaho. But not all in the first half. Reynolds to Collins. Left angle, it goes to Jackson at the baseline. Offensive foul. Ross got there. Jackson ran into him. That's the second personal on Jackson. Turnover by CSI. Rob Ross got there. Gene Welch right in front of it. Fred Trinkle a little unhappy with the call, but Dixie has the ball out of bounds. Dale Karst into the lineup. Karst and 6'9 reserve Pat Clark, the only Idahoans on this team for CSI. Rob Ross with 2:19 left in the first half of play, and Dixie trailing by 7. Ross to bring it into forecourt. 12 against 12. Ross against Karst. Ross wants to go right to the basket. Underneath the basket, along the baseline, bounce pass goes to Rossum. Rossum double team, bounce pass goes to Johnson. Johnson against Gomez, trips and goes down, no foul call. McDonald throws up a shot, no good. Rebound taken by Collins, no travel call. Finally taken by Drevnik, and they call a foul on McDonald. Unbelievable! No travel on Collins, no foul as McDonald went after the shot, no foul as Johnson went to the basket, and then they called a foul on McDonald. 1-1 coming up for CSI. The officials let a lot of contact go and then had to call the obvious one. McDonald did earn it. He grabbed a hold of Drevnik. Drevnik to the free throw line. Dixie trails by 7 with a minute 57 left in a half, and that's the second personal on McDonald. But CSI not getting called with a foul and not getting called with a travel. Collins went down and scooted with the basketball. Shot good by Drevnik. CSI has missed 4 free throws on the night. But they have hit 11. 11 for 15. Drevnik makes it an 8-point lead. Trying to make it a 9-point lead. Doesn't go. Rebound brought down by Dave Falmo. Dixie trying to claw their way back into this game. Not really that far out of it so far. Ross against Karst. Wants to make the move. Ross clears it out to Falmo. Left angle, it goes to Quint Rossum. Rossum against Collins to Roger McDonald. McDonald in the lane. Can't get the shot away. Leans in. 15-footer. Good. Roger McDonald with those bony elbows puts the shot up and in. 46-40, back to a 6-point lead for CSI. Karst reverses on Ross. Right angle, it goes to Collins, trying to find Drevnik. Gets it to Gomez. Ball knocked away. Reach in foul. No, the blocking foul will go to Ross, and Ross has his second. Free throws for Gomez. 1-1. Or will it be Drevnik? Gomez, who is 3-for-4 from the free throw line, but 5-for-6 from the three-point area. Gomez having a career night against Dixie. On the year, Gomez not up and good. Only one will. 5-for-6 on the night, back to an 8-point margin, 48-40. A minute 23 left in the first half. Dixie has to scrape and claw for everything they get, but CSI getting some free throws now. Four-corner offense again. Dixie wants to open it up and go one-on-one if they can. Johnson against Reynolds. Dixie feels like they have the advantage. Rossum wants to match up against Gomez. CSI wisely brings Gomez back on the wing. Ross trying to get it to Faldemo, who has Gomez on him, to beat Johnson. Johnson against Reynolds. Plays it for Clint Rossum. Rossum against Collins. Rossum, free throw line. Right side, it goes to Ross. 3-point attempt up off to the right, no good. Rebound brought down by Gomez. CSI controlling the boards right now. 48-40. Dixie has dodged the bullet so many times as far as not going down by double figures. They've been down by 9. Ball almost stolen by Pete Johnson. Back to Gerald Collins. CSI with the basketball. Karst back out to Drevnik. 32 seconds left in the first half. 28 on the shot clock. And Gomez leaves it for Drevnik. Gomez gets the pass right back. Gomez out near the 10-second line. 19 seconds left in the half. Back to Drevnik. To Reynolds. Down the sidelines, it goes to Karst. The cutters go through, can't get free. To Drevnik. Drevnik to Karst. And the offense keeps getting closer to the 10-second line. 6 seconds left in the first half, or on the shot clock. Collins, offensive foul. Ross got there. The CSI turns the ball over. And Gerald Collins gets the foul. 6 seconds left. And Dixie will have the ball. 48-40. 8-point lead by CSI. And the Golden Eagles may put some pressure on. 48-40. CSI has led much of the first half. Ross against Karst. Ross goes right to the basket, lays it up. It's blocked. Will it be goaltending? No, they call it a block. And that's the end of the first half. CSI throws it from backcourt, but Dixie trailing at the half. College of Southern Idaho, 48. Dixie, 40. back in 90 seconds.
Dixie College Basketball on 890 KDXU, St. George.
Jones Paint and Glass offers a paint sale for people who want more than just a lower price. That's right, it's a Pittsburgh paint sale. Save over $7 on Pittsburgh latex flat paint that goes on creamy smooth and withstands years of scrubbing. Now only $11.99 a gallon. Save $8 on Pittsburgh latex enamel with luster finish for hardware areas. Now only $14.99 at Jones Paint and Glass. Pittsburgh paint makes painting worth the effort, and Jones Paint and Glass makes it easy to paint and save. Jones Paint and Glass at 596 East Tabernacle in St. George.
Newby Holt Oil Company has the answer to all of your oil and gasoline needs. They sell oil wholesale to anyone and carry most of the major brands of oil. They also sell furnace oil, diesel, and gasoline. Newby Holt Oil serves a four-state area, and no job is too big or too small for them to handle. They may be hard to find, but it's worth your trip out Industrial Road to find them on the left just before the road ends at the old tunnel. Or pick up the phone and call 628-2879, and Newby Holt will give you fast service.
Are you confused about factory rebates and low-interest financing? The special factory incentive programs can be confusing, but they can also save you a lot of money. Nobody has a lower financing rate than Chrysler Corporation, and nobody can make you a better deal on a new Dodge car or truck than Ken Bentley at Lunt Motor Company in St. George. Let Ken show you how much you'll save on new Dodges when you take advantage of low-interest rates plus cash rebates plus a great Lunt Motor Company deal. That's at Lunt Motor Company in St. George, across from Ancestor Square.
48-40, the halftime advantage. PSI out in front of Dixie. Dixie led by as much as 6 points, 8-2. And then PSI came back to take as much as a 9-point lead. Dixie would not let it get away. They brought it back within six a number of times, and then brought it back to within eight. PSI took it out to nine. Dixie brought it back to within seven. Dixie would take it out to nine again. Dixie would bring it back to within six. They have not let the game get away. First half score, College of Southern Idaho defeats their leading Dixie, 48-40. Other scores that we have at the half, Idaho State leading Nevada Reno, 45-30. Western Athletic Conference final, Wyoming 64, New Mexico 62. So Wyoming goes to the NCAA. UNLV dumping San Jose State 94-69 today. In the Pac-10, UCLA defeated California 75-68. In the East Coast Conference, in two overtimes, and we've had three of those today that I know of, Bucknell defeats Lehigh 103-100. In the Southeast Conference, two overtimes, LSU upsets Georgia 89-88 and will face Alabama tomorrow for that title and that championship. 87-68, Alabama over Auburn. In the Atlantic Coast Conference, North Carolina needed two overtimes to finally get the win over Virginia, 84-82. In the Big East, Syracuse over Pittsburgh, 99-85. Southwest Conference, it'll be Texas A&M versus Baylor tomorrow. Baylor 54-52 over Houston. Texas A&M 68-60 over Texas Tech. In the Metro Conference title, Louisville will be going against Memphis State. Louisville defeated Southern Mississippi 76-71. Memphis State defeated South Carolina 74-64. And in the Region 18 Women's Championship, North Idaho taking on Utah Tech. We don't have the final on that one yet for the trip to Mississippi, but in the consolation, Dixie drops another one. Snow College 85, Dixie 73. We have with us a man who was familiar. In fact, we interviewed him last year in Phoenix, Arizona, Dan Dion, the assistant at New Mexico State. And Dan, glad to have you back with us.
Nice to be back.
Former Weber State star, finished at St. Mary's College, and then an assistant coach at Weber. You know Utah.
Yeah, I know Utah. I've been around a while, and it's good to get back and watch Dixie College play again.
Let's talk a little bit about New Mexico State. Neil McCarthy has some things happening down there.
Yeah, we had we finished 15-15 this year, but we lost some key players right at the start of the season. We played all sophomore freshmen this year, finished third in the PCAA, and we felt we accomplished quite a bit this past year.
PCAA, a lot of people are saying it's down except UNLV, is it?
Well, I don't agree with that. It looks that way. I just think UNLV is so powerful this year. They had a very few close games all year with anyone, and I thought our league, it was very young this year. I don't think it was down. I think it's going to be very strong next year.
UNLV, no real big man in there in the starting lineup. They're doing it with a lot of runts, I guess you could say.
Well, Armin Gilliam is not what you call a true center, but I don't know of too many better big men in the country. I think he finished fifth in the voting for Player of the Year. He's just a great, great player. And when it gets tough for UNLV, they go to the big man in there, and he's pretty good.
No question, BCAA has balance beyond UNLV.
Right, very much what they call parity in the conference. Everybody has them back next year. I think you'll see a big change in the ranks next year. I think UNLV, of course, will be a favorite again, but I think people are starting to get closer.
New Mexico State, your good kids, who you'll have back next year. Who do you have coming back?
We had three sophomore starters. Johnny Robertson, a 6'8 player out of San Antonio. C. McLaughlin, our 6'9 center out of Fresno, is a sophomore. We had a starting lead guard, point guard out of Houston, Texas, is back. And Jeff McCool, another 6'5 swingman, will be coming back for us. Plus, we signed some real good junior college players early, so we're really excited about next year to get going.
Looking for a few more in the ranks, apparently.
Yeah, of course. We lose our top player, Ken Travis. He's an off guard, so we're going to try to fill that position especially. And that's why I'm here tonight. I'm looking at the real good talent that these two teams possess.
Point guards, we could probably name a whole bunch of them right there. CSI with Jackson and Collins, and Dixie with Ross and Hopkins, and obviously there's a lot of point guard talent.
Right. It seems that way this year in all the junior college ranks throughout the country. There seems to be excellent lead guards around. It's just unfortunate that our lead guard happens to be a freshman. We're not looking for that position this year.
Let's talk a little bit about this particular ball game. Assess the first half.
Well, I tell you what, I think it's just a matter of great perimeter shooting for Southern Idaho. I think that's what gave them their lead. The Gomez kid, I believe his name is, just shot tremendously from outside. I mean, shots that you normally don't even take in offenses. I think also from a Dixie standpoint, they have to defensive rebound a little better. I think they've given up a couple offensive boards, and therefore you're looking at a 48-40 ball game.
Is Dixie out of it?
Oh, no way. I think Clint Rossum didn't have his best half. I think if he can come out and play an excellent half for him, McDonald the same way. They're two guns. Have to play well in the second half for them to get back in this thing.
I know everybody second guesses coaches. I'll let you second guess Fred Trankel and Ken Wagner. What if you're Fred Trankel, what does Fred have to do?
I think what Fred has to do is tell them to be patient, run their offense, keep playing aggressively, try to maybe get the ball inside a little more, because I think in the second half, if it does get close, you'll be looking at a free throw or something of that nature to win the basketball game.
For Dixie, Coach Ken Wagner, what does he need?
For Ken, I think Ken's got to tell them that they can't let Southern Idaho get the easy second shots. They do have to cover Gomez out there, regardless if he's 25 feet out or not. You got to get out and you got to guard him. And be patient. Try to get back in this thing the first 5 minutes and make it a game in the last 10.
Some people have said that this might really be the game for the national championship. You've seen a lot of junior colleges. Is it this tough?
Well, I'll tell you what. I've seen a lot of junior colleges out in the West, and I've seen a lot in Texas. I've seen a lot in Kansas, and I believe these are two of the finest junior colleges in the country.
You've seen a lot of junior college talent. Is junior college up this year?
It's always hard to say. I don't think it's as strong as it has been, whatever reason that is, but I think there are some fine talent. It's just not as much this year, and I think it's that way all over the country, high school and junior college.
The big man seems to be what everyone's looking for, and David Robinson seems to be the only real good big man around.
Right. And there's not a lot of big men around right now that you can really call. We signed a young man out of Las Vegas, Mike Collins, who we feel is going to be a real fine player. He's 6'10". He's just learning how to play the game, and we're going to do a lot of work with him. Hopefully he'll be a good player for us down the road.
Is the future of basketball really with the 6'8 forward, the way it looks?
Well, I'll tell you what, with the rule changes, being what they are, you get more credit for shooting a 19-foot jump shot than you do trying to work the ball and getting an easy layup. There's a lot to be said about that, and I think teams are starting to look in those terms. If you can't get a real big man, why not go with 3 6'8 athletes and see what you can do up and down the floor?
Now, you were a guard.
Yeah.
Do you like the three-pointer?
I would have loved it when I played. As a coach, I don't. I think it's changing the game. I don't think they did enough study when it comes to the effect it'll have on the game. With the clock the way it is, and now you're throwing a three-point shot, I think it's changed the thinking of a lot of coaches. I'm personally one of those thinkers that if you run good offense, you're patient, you get good shots, I think that's basketball. It seems like some teams have lose their patience, they shoot it a little early, so I'm not really for it, but it has added some excitement into the ball game.
Dan Dion, the assistant coach at New Mexico State University, thank you for being with us. Good luck in your recruiting and best of luck next year.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Halftime score, College is 7, Idaho 48, Dixie 40, back in 90 seconds.
You're with Rebel Basketball and Larry Jewell on 890.
Bounds, yes they will, to begin the second half of action. The Rebels will have the ball out of bounds and will be coming to the near side. Johnson, Gomez, Newman, Drevnik, Jackson for CSI. Dixie, Baldmo, Hopkins, Rossum, McDonald, White. The original starting fives in both cases. Inbounds comes to Clint Rossum. CSI has not used their press on Dixie. A big crowd, but not as big as it has been. Hopkins drives on Jackson, can't get away to McDonald. Out in front, it goes to Hopkins. To the high post, it goes to White. Turn around, jump shot, no good. Followed by White, no good. Rebound taken away by Joey Johnson. Then the foul will go to Dave Palmo. His first team foul on Dixie. White had two good shots right on. From about 10 feet out, got the rebound right back and couldn't put it in. So 48-40, CSI will have the basketball. And now they're looking for their first double-figure margin. Dixie will pick up the pressure at midcourt. They have not gone full court against CSI on pressure defense. Man-to-man defense, though. Jackson juggles the ball, gets it at the angle to Gomez. Gomez against Baldmo. Out in front to the high post, it goes to Newman. Down low, it goes to Joey Johnson. Leans in, overshoots the basket, followed up and in by Joey Johnson. First basket of the night. Johnson looking for the post-up position. 10-point lead. First one of the night. Rossum in the lane. Puts it up. Soft. Not enough. Tapped by White. Down goes body. And Darryl White gets his first basket. Brings it back to within eight. First basket of the second half. 50-42. Look for a tough second half again. Jackson into the corner. It goes to Drevnik. Both teams ready for this one. Gomez has a notion from the three-point area. Picked up by Baldmo. Gets it to Keith Jackson. Makes the move. Gets in front of Hopkins. To Newman down low. Gets it to Drevnik. Ball stripped away and stolen. Roger McDonald with the basketball. Gets it to Craig Hopkins. Hopkins to push it into forecourt. Hopkins being chased by Drevnik. Hopkins wants the basketball. McDonald wants to get it back. Backdoor pass goes to McDonald along the baseline. Takes the five-footer. Misses. Rebound brought down by Gomez. Gomez hangs on to the basketball. Dixie a chance to come back. And McDonald has the shot. Go back. Go in. Come right back out. Baldmo goes against Gomez. Gomez gets away. Jackson, three-point attempt. Is it good? Yes. BSI, unbelievable, with a long three-pointer, has the 11-point lead, 53-42. Dixie trying to keep it close, but right now it's an 11-point margin. Hopkins to walk it into forecourt. Into the right corner it goes to Baldmo. Baldmo makes the move. Backdoor pass goes to Hopkins. Jump shot good. Hopkins, seven-footer, brings it back to within nine, 53-44. Now Dixie will put on some pressure. Jackson to face up against Hopkins. Hopkins playing with three personal fouls. Jackson may try to challenge Hopkins one-on-one. Left angle, it goes to Drevnik. Drevnik makes the move in the lane. 10-footer up, stop, it will go. Drevnik makes an 11-point lead again, and CSI shooting very well, as you'd expect. A nationally ranked team, Dixie not doing too bad themselves. To Clint Rossum, left angle, it goes to Baldmo. Baldmo makes the move, tries to get it to White. White in the lane, wants to make the move. Down the lane, dishes out in front to Hopkins. Travel call on White. Turnover by Dixie. Dixie needs the turnover like they need a good case of bursitis. 55-44, 17:35 left in the game, and CSI trying to break this one open and cruise to the national championship tournament. Dixie trying to keep it close, but right now they're down by 11. Out in front it goes to Joey Johnson. At the angle it goes to Gomez. Underneath it goes to Newman for the layup. Good passing by CSI. CSI playing at the top of their game and has a 13-point lead, 57-44. Hopkins working one-on-one with Jackson. Runs underneath to White. Juggles the basketball. Comes out into the corner with a dribble. White looks for help. Back underneath. Intended for Fulton. Most stolen by Newman. Lead pass comes to Joey Johnson. Johnson lays it up and in. 15-point lead. Dixie may want the timeout. Yes, indeed. 16:59 left in the game. 59-44 CSI.
Rebel Basketball on 890 KDXU, St. George.
It's more.
Dixie trailing as CSI has jumped to a 15-point margin. 16:58 left in the ballgame. Dixie with the basketball and about on the verge of being blown off the floor. As Dixie not getting the shots to fall, CSI unbelievably off. They aren't missing much at all. And the three-pointers have been falling. Gomez has five. On the night, Jackson has three, and now CSI starting to feel the kick of pressure, Dixie. Full court pressure. Dixie wants to get that transition game now, if they can, and may have to be forced to it. 59-44, Hopkins into forecourt against Jackson. Baseline, jump pass, out in front, goes to Rotham. Rotham, two-point attempt, up and good, and Clint Rotham has points 10 and 11 on the night. Make it 59-46. Dixie back within 13, and they're going to have to force some turnovers. Three costly turnovers, and CSI gets the layup on each case. At the angle, it goes to Newman. Newman out in front to Joey Johnson. Johnson against Rotham. Johnson wants to make the move. Pulls up with the 12-footer. It's up no good. Rebound, Roger McDonald. Get it to Clint Rotham. Dixie pushing it into forecourt. Rotham wants the basketball to beat Johnson. Johnson right down the lane, running 5-footer, up no good. Rebound, tapped out in front, goes to Johnson. Fast break. Johnson in the middle lane, leans in, shot no good. Off the bottom of the rim, outlet pass comes to Pete Johnson. 3-on-1, fast break, hits it to Hopkins, to McDonald, lays it up, no good, no foul. Rebound brought down by Newman. 2-on-1, 3-on-1, Newman leans up and in. And Dixie blows the fast break, CSI does it at the other end. Back to 15, 61-46. 15:55 left in the game, and CSI is rolling. Bobby Nielsen wants the offensive foul. Dixie struggling a little bit to get the shots to fall. Hopkins looks for help. Gets it to Dave Faldmo. Double team on Faldmo. CSI gambling on defense now to Clint Rotham. Three-point attempt. Up, no good. Rebound brought down by Newman. One shot and that's it by Dixie. Jackson, fast break underneath. Johnson slams up and tees. No tee? Yes. Where's the tee? No tee. Johnson hangs on the rim after the slam dunk. Timeout, Dixie, with 15:26 left in the game. 63-46, CSI. College of Southern Idaho, unbelievable. Johnson got the lob, got the slam, and then hung on the rim, and there was no technical. And Dixie is livid about that. Where was the technical? Nobody undercut Johnson. The official let it go. Dixie now down by 17, and CSI unbelievably hot, playing as well as anybody in the country right now, and on the verge of blowing Dixie off the floor. This is the time for Dixie to come back if they're going to. 63-46, Dixie's got to claw their way back. Roth looks for help to Roger McDonald. McDonald left alone, takes the 12-footer, no good. One shot and that's it. Here comes CSI. Keith Jackson on the fast break. Jackson in the lane, can't get the shot away. CSI feeling their oats right now, and Dixie not getting anything done offensively. And nothing on the board. CSI dominating the boards this second half. Eric Newman, Tamaro Gomez at the angle. Keith Jackson makes the move, leans in, jump shot up, no good. Rebound taken by Newman. Newman lays it up and in. 65-46, 19-point lead. And Dixie about to end their season unless they can get things going. McDonald underneath, double team, layback shot, no good. One shot, that's it. Here's Johnson. Joey Johnson to Gomez. It's the trainer, Keith Jackson. The fans are standing. Three-point attempt, Jackson. Good. The steamroller is out, and it's rolling over Dixie. 68-46, 22-point margin, and only 14 minutes and 17 seconds left in the game. And the fans are into it. Rob Ross to Dave Faldmo. Faldmo to McDonald. Ball stolen by Newman. Newman, fast break. against Rossum. Shot good. Foul on Rossum. Rossum with his third. And Kent Wagner is livid. Everything going against Dixie right now. And Wagner is livid with the official. Upset at Dixie. 70-46. Dixie about to fold the tent. Unless they can rally, but a 24-point margin may be insurmountable at this point. DSI playing as well as any team in the country. Dixie needing a perfect game in Twin Falls to win, and they're getting anything but that in the second half. Dixie has scored 5 points in 6 minutes. DSI has scored 19. 19-5. DSI has outscored Dixie to begin the second half, and there you have the margin. 24 points. Eric Newman threatening to make it 25. At the free throw line, the shot is up and good. 25-point margin. Dixie's got to force the offense now. Ross almost has the ball dribbled away to Clint Rossum. Rossum against Joey Johnson at the angle that goes to Dave Falzmo. To Peter Johnson. Johnson to make the move on Gomez. To the baseline. Shot up. Foul on Gomez. Gomez with his second. Peter Johnson to shoot free throws. 13:47 left in the game. 71-46. 25-point margin. Gene Welch hollering back at Ken Wagner, giving him a warning that he may get the technical, but Dixie about on the verge of folding up the tent. DSI, 25-point lead, and it will take close to a miracle for Dixie to come back right now. Johnson, free throw, good. E. Johnson, 7 points on the night after having two super games against DSI. Johnson has not been able to break free along the baseline. Dixie kept it within eight at the half, second shot up and good. 71-48, and Dixie will be forced to the pressure defense. Gomez in backcourt across the 10-second line. Gomez against Rossum. Right side it goes to Keith Jackson. DSI may nurse the clock a little bit. Gomez, three-pointer up, no good. Rebound, Steve Andrus. Andrus looks for help, gets it to Rob Ross. 71-48, Ross to the baseline. Jump shot, Falmo, no good. Followed by Rossum, up and good. Quint Rossum. 13 points on the night, 71-50. 71-point lead. Can Dixie make the run? Jump pass goes to Gomez. Dixie will put on the full court pressure. Double team on Gomez. Gomez almost loses the ball, gets it to Jackson. Jackson in the lane, jump shot under pressure, no good. Dixie crashing the board. Andrus gets it to Rossum. Rossum to Rob Ross. Back to Clint Rossum. Three-point attempt, Rossum, no good. Rebound into the left corner, no out of bounds. It goes to CSI. Jackson loses the ball out of bounds, or watches it go out of bounds. Dixie cannot really miss any shot the rest of the ball game. 12:56 left in the game. Enough time. Timeout called by TV. 71-50. CSI out in front. Back after this. 71-50. You can't argue. When it comes right down to it, as Billy Packer said on television today, you got to put the ball in the hole. No matter what else you do, offensively, defensively, rebounding-wise, you got to put the ball in the hole. CSI has done it, and Dixie hasn't. 71-50. Dixie has scored all of 9 points in the first 7 minutes of the second half. Jackson against Ross. Dixie trying to put on some pressure defense has brought it back to within 21. Johnson in the lane. Shot up. No good. Johnson gets it back. Blocked by Andrus. They call a foul on Andrus. Andrus with his second personal foul, and Joey Johnson will shoot free throws, and everything going against Dixie right now. But when things are not working right, Dixie struggling at their dry spell, and it's beginning the second half that the dry spell is it. Joey Johnson to shoot two has 6 second-half points. Johnson, the fan favorite, but the hero really for CSI's basketball staff is Eric Newman. He's the key man. Shot up and good by Johnson, 72-50. McDonald in, Falzmo out. And College of Southern Idaho looking like national champs right now, playing like national champs. 12:35 left in the game, 72-50. Second shot up and good, 73-50. Dan Dixie makes a miracle run. They have not shown the signs of it yet. Ross looking for help. BSI overplaying on defense. Into the corner it goes to McDonald. McDonald looks for help to Quint Rossum. Underneath it goes to Andrus, who slams it, brings it home, and Joey Johnson with the foul. Andrus with a two-handed stuff shot, and Joey Johnson has his third personal. Andrus grabbed onto the rim, too, and Fred Trinkle wanted the technical. But you couldn't do it one way and not the other. Johnson out, Hopkins in for Dixie. And to the free throw line, Steve Andrus. Back to within 21. 73-52, Steve Andrus. Will need to put on a show on defense and on the boards to come back on this game. 12:21 left. There is enough time, but Dixie's going to have to shut off CSI to do it. Andrus shot up. No good. Rebound scoring for it is Joey Johnson. Off the back of the rim, Andrus misses. 73-52. Can Dixie come back? Jackson, pass down the sidelines, goes to Newman. Cross-court pass goes to Gomez. Gomez picked up by Ross. Dixie with the two little guards in there. Gomez almost has the ball dribbled away, looks for help, gets it to Drevnik. BSI to nurse the clock just a little bit. Into the corner it goes to Joey Johnson. Johnson wants to make the move, bounce pass underneath, goes to Newman, shot up, no good. Rebound brought down by Andrus. Andrus almost drew the foul from Newman to Craig Hopkins into forecourt. Hopkins, three-point attempt up, no good. Rebound brought down by Rossum. Head fake, puts it up. It will go. There's a foul on Gomez. That's number three on Gomez. Rossum, 15 points on the night. Gomez has three. That is only the third team foul on CSI. Dixie has the three here in the second half. And to the free throw line, Quint Rossum. 73-54, back to a 19-point margin. Dixie tried to claw their way back. 11:43 left in the game. Rossum shot is up and good. And Quint Rossum, 7 second-half points. 16 on the night, 73-55. Rossum, the fourth all-time leading scorer, career-wise, for Dixie. Jackson, two-on-one, gets it to Drevnik. Jump shot up short. Tap by Drevnik, no good. They call a foul on Drevnik. Up over the back. And to the free throw line goes Steve Andrus. Drevnik with his second personal, fourth team foul. And so the protest, Dixie suddenly coming alive. They have a long ways to come back. 18 points down. The Rebels, can they do it? Rob Ross into forecourt. Ross hits Roger McDonald. McDonald to Quint Rossum. Rossum has the notion, doesn't take the shot. Rossum against Joey Johnson, head fake. Can't get the shot away. Leans in. There will be a foul on Johnson. That's number four on Joey. And suddenly, CSI getting in big foul trouble. Keith Reynolds to come in. Joey Johnson to come out. And Rossum will shoot two or one and one. Shoot two. They rule he was headed up on the shot. Dixie has brought it back to within 18. 73-55. They let it get away from them. Now the question is there enough time? Dixie facing the clock as much as CSI. Quint Rossum, one for one from the free throw line. First shot good. Dixie with a total of four for five in the second half after struggling in the first half. Four for nine from the free throw line. Rossum, second shot up and good. Quint Rossum, 18 points on the night. 73-57, back to a 16-point margin. Gomez, pass, stolen. Roger McDonald, it's 4-on-2. McDonald loses the ball. Lost by Gomez as he lost it, and it's out of bounds to Dixie under their own basket. Gomez screaming at Reynolds. Gomez screaming at Reynolds, screaming at Drevnik. It's out of bounds to Dixie under their own basket. CSI. All I need to do is take 11 minutes off the clock to win this thing. Gomez inbound, or Rossum inbounds to Andrus. Andrus 10-footer up short. Rebound. Battle for Craig Hopkins. Underneath goes up. Ball stripped away and stolen by Reynolds. Outlet pass comes to Jackson. Dixie back on defense. Jackson against Hopkins. So Dixie could have brought it back a little closer, but did not. At the angle it goes to Drevnik. To Gomez, along the baseline. Gomez, layback shot up, no good. Rebound brought down by Newman and put up an end. Newman right there for the garbage shot and has it. Back to a 18-point margin. Pass underneath to Rotham. Puts it up. It will not go. Rebound tapped out in front. Craig Hopkins gets it. Hopkins saves it to McDonald. McDonald cross-court to Ross. Ross to the baseline to Andrus. Lays it up. No good. Rebound, Steve Andrus. Back up. Shot blocked by Gomez. Rebound taken down by Drevnik. And that's the sign of the times for Dixie. Having some chances and can't get the ball to fall. Drevnik right down the lane, dishes off to Newman, slams it home. Do they call a foul on Newman or not? McDonald talking to the official. Newman gets the slam dunk. It's back to a 20-point lead. Dixie had it back within 60. Peter Johnson into the lineup. Steve Andrus to sit down. Ken Wagner hollering some instructions to Andrus. 77-57. 20-point lead in 10 minutes to bring it back. Hopkins against Gomez. Hopkins. Hook pass. Deflected. Saved by Andrus. Rossum right into the hands of Reynolds. Fast break. Lead pass intended for Newman. Thrown away. Dixie has the ball again. Fred Trinkle thought it was kicked out of bounds by Dixie, and he's up arguing. Dixie on the transition game, trying to get back to Quint Rossum. 3-point attempt up. Off, not enough. Rebound, McDonald puts it up. No good. Foul on Drevnik. Drevnik has his third. 9:51 left in the game, and it's just wild and woolly basketball right now. Dixie trying to get back in. Got it back to within 16. Drevnik to go out, and back in is Bill Wierski. Dixie being beat badly on the boards. They've been out-rebounded twice by CSI, and this is the third time, obviously. Newman looking tired. Dixie in a very warm gym trying to come back. CSI trying to wrap up a trip to the National. McDonald shooting two. First shot, good. That's the 16th foul on CSI, and that may be a factor before the night's over. McDonald, first point of the second half. 13 on the night. Second shot up and good. 14 points on the night. Dixie will put in the full court pressure. Reynolds in backcourt. Breaks the press. Suddenly it's 4-on-2. Lead pass comes to Newman. Newman against McDonald, lays it up. They call the offensive foul. Take away the basket. Will the basket count? It will be offensive foul. Take away the basket. Newman has three. And the fans don't like it. McDonald drew the foul. Roth into forecourt. Into the corner it goes. Hopkins, three-point attempt. Good! Craig Hopkins. Hopkins brings it back to within 15. 77-52. Full court pressure again. It's 3-on-2. CSI, Jackson into the corner goes to Wierski. Underneath to Newman. Forces the shot. Misses the shot. Rebound, Johnson. Here comes Dixie. Dixie against Jackson. Johnson into the corner. Rotham, three-point attempt. Good! Here comes Dixie. Back within 12, 77-65. The Dixie fans are alive, and the full court pressure bothering CSI. CSI wants the timeout. 9:11 left. 77-65. CSI back after this. Some final scores in the Big Sky Championship. Idaho State goes to the NCAA. 92-81. Idaho State beats Nevada Reno tonight. Dixie has taken a 25-point disadvantage, brought it back to within 12. Robbie Nielsen talking with the official. It's out of bounds to CSI, 77-65, and Dixie has forced some turnovers and some missed shots. CSI now with a little bit of foul trouble of their own. Here in the second half, Joey Thompson back in. Jackson, Gomez, Newman, and Drevnik for CSI, Ross, Hopkins, Rotham, Johnson, and McDonald for Dixie. Jackson trapped in backcourt. Pass comes to the high post to Drevnik. Got away from the action to Joey Johnson. CSI trying to run the offense. Johnson looks for help. At the angle it goes to Newman. Into the corner. Jackson, three-point attempt. Up and good! Keith Jackson hits it again. And CSI is winning this game by the three-pointer. Hopkins puts the shot up. It's a two-pointer that will go. Had his foot on the line. Dixie brings it back to within 13. 80-67, and Dixie getting red hot. Gomez into forecourt. with a dribble, double team pass down the sidelines to Jackson underneath to Newman. Newman makes the move, leans up and in with the shot. Newman, 7 second half baskets. Down goes Newman. Do they call the foul? Newman slipped and went down, apparently coming back. Newman went down and injured himself. He is hurting Craig Hopkins and Clint Rotham down with him. Hopkins calling for a towel from CSI. Newman, as he leaned in, got the shot, put it out to a 15-point margin again. Andrus in. Ross to sit down for a minute. 8:27 left in the game. Dixie trails by 15 and will have the basketball. CSI had the 25-point lead and was rolling. Newman apparently just bumped in the nose, may have bloodied his nose. Newman comes out. Hopkins and Newman shake hands. Reynolds comes in. And it's out of bounds to Dixie. CSI to put on a little defensive pressure. Dixie needs to bring it back. If they can get it under double figures, they may have a shot again. Hopkins working on Jackson, running right-handed, now dishes off to McDonald, who banks it home, and Roger McDonald down the lane gets his first basket of the second half. Back to a 13-point margin, 82-69, CSI out in front. Gomez looks for help, into the corner it goes to Jackson, underneath it goes to Reynolds. Reynolds over, Andrus shot good, and CSI just not missing. Trading baskets right now, Dixie needs to get more for their money. Rotham into forecourt against Joey Johnson. Rotham looks for help. Underneath it goes to Andrus. Wants to go against Gomez. Leans in with the left hand. Shot blocked out of bounds by Trefnik. Out of bounds to Dixie. Andrus whirled along the baseline. Peter Johnson to inbounds to Andrus. Andrus hooks it up with the left hand over Gomez, and it just goes off the basket. Just missed terribly. Rebound to CSI. Lead pass comes to Reynolds. Reynolds along the baseline. Goes in front of Andrus. Lays it up and in. Reynolds with the basket. It's back out to a 17-point margin. Hopkins, two-pointer up and in. And Hopkins, with 12 second-half points, 14 on the night, brings it back to within 15, 86-71. Dixie, not getting their money's worth right now on the exchange of baskets. Joey Johnson, ball pass goes to Jackson, makes the move, slips and goes down as they call a foul on Hopkins. Hopkins with his fourth personal. Darryl White in. Going out is Steve Andrus. White in and Andrus out. It'll be Rotham, Hopkins, McDonald, White, and Peter Johnson. 86-71, 15-point margin. Out of bounds to CSI with 7:14 left in the game. Dixie has enough time. They made a run to bring it back from 25 down. Gomez following out instructions. But Dixie needs to make more of a run now. Gomez looks for help against Darryl White. To Drevnik, got away from the action. Keith Jackson, CSI, to be a little patient with the basketball. Jackson to Gomez in the lane. Whirls with the right hand, lays it up. Short, they call the foul on McDonald. And Gomez with two free throws. McDonald has his third. Gomez got the post action. Moved in on McDonald, and McDonald has his third personal. 7 minutes away from the end of the season for one of these teams, and right now it looks like Dixie, but Dixie still not totally out of it. They have not been able to shut down CSI sufficiently yet. Roth in. Fred Rotham to take a breather for the stretch drive. Gomez to shoot a couple. Gomez is 5-for-6 on the night. Shot is up and good. Gomez, first point of the second half. 23 points on the night, had 22 in the first half. And the three-pointer is the difference right now. CSI has hit a bundle of them. Second shot up and good, and Gomez is not about to miss in this one. 88-71, back to a 17-point margin. Ross against Joey Johnson. Ross, pass to McDonald, through his hands, out of bounds. Dixon throws the ball away. Something they cannot afford to do. 6:53 left in the game and time running out on the Rebels. Gomez against Darryl White. Gomez brings it into forecourt with a left-handed dribble. Lob pass goes to Drevnik. The two big kids out away from the action. And the little guys underneath. Drevnik to make the move. CSI to play a little keep away right now. Into the corner it goes to Joey Johnson. Joey wants to slam dunk. To Mauro Gomez. Gomez at the angle to Keith Reynolds. Reynolds looks for help. Reynolds against Ross. Out in front it goes to Gomez. Gomez against White. 18 seconds left on the shot clock. Gomez, along the baseline, hooks to get in front of McDonald. Out in front, three-point attempt by Jackson. Good. Keith Jackson, 5 three-pointers of his own, and it's a 20-point lead again. Dixie had it back within 12. And now it's threatening to get away from him again. Darrell White wants to make the move on Gomez. Shot up and good. Is it a two-pointer? Only two for Darrell White. White with 8 points on the night. Brings it back to within 18. Dixie to put on some pressure. Gomez to work on Darrell White. Gomez looks for help. Wild pass. Almost stolen by Ross. Jackson gets away, lays it up, and misses. Rebound, McDonald. Outlet pass comes to Ross. 4-on-2 fast break. Bounce pass kicked by Gomez. Out of bounds to Dixie. There goes the fast break. Andrus about ready to come back in for Dixie. Faldo about ready to come back in. It's out of bounds to Dixie at side court. In forecourt. 91-73, 5:44 left in the game. And Dixie trying to get the trip to Hutchinson, but right now it looks bleak. Standing ovation for Keith Reynolds, who's done an outstanding job in reserve. By the way, we have the all-region team that was announced. It'll be announced after this game, and we'll let you know about the most valuable player in the all-region team. Dave Falvo makes the move on Gomez. Running right-hander will not go, but Gomez gets the foul. Gomez is fourth. And Palmo had a chance for the three-point play, but it hung on the rim and fell out. At the free throw line, Palmo to shoot a couple. Dixie, on the night, 4-for-9 in the first half, but in the second half, 7-for-8. And a few fans starting to leave. They figure this one's over. 91-73. 18-point lead by CSI. Palmo with just 2 points on the night. And the sophomore puts the shot up and no good. Dixie not getting the shots to fall. Ken Wagner somewhat subdued along the sideline. It's up to the kids right now if they can come back. Shot up and good by Faldo. That brings it back to within 17, but that's a long ways to go. 91-74, full court pressure. Pass comes to Newman, is back into the lineup. Newman's still in backcourt, almost a backcourt violation. Lob pass comes to Joey Johnson. Johnson at the baseline, lobs it way out in front to Gomez. 5:27 left in the game. CSI to play keep away with the basketball. To Drevnik. Drevnik against Andrus. Into the corner it goes to Eric Newman. Newman against Baldwin. Baldwin looks for, or Newman looks for help. Gets it to Joey Johnson. Double team. Gets it to Drevnik. Nursing the clock right now. CSI has 5 minutes and 8 seconds to pick up the Region 18 victory. Jackson against Hopkins. Jackson at the angle. Drevnik. Jump shot. Good. CSI getting the shots and not missing. 7 points on the night. Back out to a 19-point margin. 93-74. Ball almost stolen by Johnson. No travel call. Hopkins takes the three-pointer and misses. Rebound tapped around into the hands of Drevnik. Joey Johnson went after the steal. Dixie just minutes away from the end of their season right now. And CSI in control. To Eduardo Drevnik. Tomorrow Gomez. Gomez against Peter Johnson. Gomez looks for help. Ball almost stolen by Peter Johnson. Oh, they call 5 seconds. Gomez thought he had the foul. It's a 5-second violation, and it's out of bounds to Dixon, as Johnson was right there. 19-point lead and 4:25 to get it back. Can Dixie do it? You got to look for the three-point shot, but you have to have the three-pointer's ball. Rossum and Ross, maybe Hopkins. Timeout, Dixon. 4:25 left in the game. 93-74 CSI back after this. Idaho with the lead. Dixie will have the basketball, but there's only 4 minutes and 25 seconds left. CSI had a 25-point lead. Dixie brought it back to within 12, but then couldn't close it any closer. As Dixie was outscored 19-5 in the first 6 minutes of the second half. And that was the difference right now. The three-point attempts, the outstanding shooting of CSI, hitting the perimeter shot, getting some second and third efforts, and CSI outplaying Dixie, especially in the second half, although Dixie hung close in the first half. The rubber match, barring a sudden explosion by Dixie, will be going to CSI. Rossum into the corner, it goes to Faldo. Faldo looks for help, gets it back to Ross. In the lane, it goes to Johnson, knocked away by Newman to Joey Johnson. 2-on-1, Joey Johnson lays it up and in. Joey Johnson, 10 points in the second half. Rob Ross pulls up, dishes off right into the hands of Keith Jackson. Another turnover. Dixie gets it back. Rob Ross.